This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wentz in the gun. They're sending six. Wentz gets rid of it over the middle. It's intercepted. It is Deron Bland, the rookie, with maybe a game-sealing interception on a pass for Curtis Samuel.
He is the voice of America's team. He joins us every Cowboys Monday at this time. He's Brad Sham here on Sean and RJ via the Diamond Factory Hotline. When do you leave the stadium for a noon game, and how much other NFL football can you take in after a win like that?
I was able to get home to see. So the answer to the first question is depends on what's going on, but about an hour. I go into the locker room afterwards and talk to as many guys as I can. And one thing I found out yesterday is when there's a noon home game, they are out of there in a hurry because they want to enjoy the rest of the day off, which is a rare thing for them. So I was able to talk to Bland and Mukwamu, who I thought played real well, and a couple of other guys. Three or four other guys I want to talk to were already gone. So then I go next door and I do the our post-game show. So I'm usually home by about 5 hours after the start of the game. And I was able to see most of the second half, certainly a quarter and a half of Green Bay, Tampa. And then I had some work to do, and I watched the Sunday night game.
What has impressed you about the job, or what has just impressed you about the way Mike McCarthy has navigated through all of this to 3-1?
You know, this is such a different team than last year. I think we can fall easily into the trap of remembering they lost to Tampa last year, and then they scored a lot of points, and then they went on a run. This, you know, that team had a whole bunch of newcomers who were veterans, like 8 of them on defense, but they'd come from all over the league. This team's got a dozen rookies, so he is having to make sure that the Blands and the McQuamus and the young guys who are contributing earlier than he really wanted them to understand that just because you went to New Jersey on a Monday night and won, you're not in the playoffs yet. You haven't arrived. That's on top of all the extras. So then you get throw in your quarterback went out, and you got to figure out how to navigate that and the rookie left tackle, all of that stuff. I think it's been a harder job than people realize this year because of all of it's what he's getting paid for now.
Yeah.
But I think it's a really good coaching job so far, and it's worth paying attention to.
Who were some of the guys that really jumped out to you with their performance yesterday on the Cowboys side of things?
There are some on defense that Mukwamu was everywhere, but I thought Vander Esch was going to make every tackle for a while. And then I thought Wilson was going to make every tackle for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so those two guys were tremendous. You know, Lawrence was really, really good, and Barr keeps making contributions. And, I mean, I think all the way through that defense, they've got guys who are – you can ask the question every week, and it's going to be somebody else. But Vander Esch really caught my attention yesterday, and that means the guys in front of him are funneling plays – to the middle linebacker, because that's how they started in a 4-3 yesterday. And then I think they on offense, if you think back to just kind of pull the lens back and think of how big the pocket seemed to be for Rush so often, the pass protection had to be really, really good. Now, the run game was not exactly what they wanted all the time. But I'll tell you, Elliott runs so hard, and sometimes there's stuff that's not there. And I'm just really impressed with how he approaches his job and how he comes to it. Obviously, Lamb has taken a big stride since the first week, and it was hard not to notice Gallup and just appreciate what he's let. The picture we all saw on Twitter of him getting a big hug from Prescott after the touchdown kind of symbolizes what his teammates think of him and the appreciation they all have for how hard he worked to come back. So it's hard not to be impressed by that.
Brad, it's interesting you because you brought up Vander Esch. The fan text has been killing him all morning. What did you see in his game? And maybe being in the stadium changed things up for you a little bit. What did you see in his game?
What are they killing him about, RJ?
Rush defense, mainly.
Well, I don't know how much he was. First of all, the big plays that they made in the running game were on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
That's really because there's an end and or a safety or corner who is not holding containment over there. I know Fowler got turned inside out a couple of times, and that's where those edge runs come from. I mean, just go back and watch and see what Vander Esch did from the beginning of the game. He was attacking, and yet he is maintaining his gap and his responsibility. I think that people who are blaming Vander Esch for Washington's running game weren't watching the same game that I was. I think he's had an excellent year.
Brad Sham here on 105.3 The Fan. What has surprised you the most, or what attributes jump out to you the most about the way that Cooper Rush has been playing?
The word that first comes to mind is calm. I mean, we all kind of expect, because he is a backup quarterback, quote-unquote backup quarterback, which, I mean, technically he is, that he's going to rattle. You know, this is not Ben DiNucci. I don't mean to slam DiNucci, but, you know, what we saw a couple of years ago when two men went down and DiNucci had to start in Philadelphia, this isn't that. And he made one bad decision yesterday, and he got helped out on it by a penalty on the defense. But that's the only bad decision I really remember. Now, he's had a couple of throws, the execution of which he would like to have back. But that, you can say that for any quarterback almost in any game. He made one bad decision yesterday, and he hasn't made them. So he does not rattle. I sat down in his locker with him last week before the trip to New Jersey, Sean, and I said, because he'd been talking about being vocal, being a leader, and that kind of thing, which quarterbacks typically, you know, they got to have a kind of an A personality because they're – so he said, yeah, I'm just not that guy. And I sat down, not recording anything. It wasn't an interview. I said, yeah, have you always been kind of reserved? And, yeah. I said, well, when you've been a quarterback like most of your life, did you have to kind of work at it to be more assertive? So, and he said he did. At first, he did. I mean, you look at his records in college now. The guy was an outstanding college football player. So he said he did have to change a little bit, and then he kind of figured out that this was something he could do, and then he can revert to type. But he is not a big rah-rah guy, and yet he is able to command the huddle. And every game that goes by, their confidence in him increases because he doesn't panic, he doesn't rattle, he doesn't make bad decisions. So I think that calm demeanor, especially when you are replacing the guy, I think that's a huge attribute.
Do you have any feeling or are you hearing anything about Dak's availability for the Rams?
I'm not hearing anything, but just the fact that he hasn't really been able to grip or throw the ball yet, I don't see how. You know, I mean, if Jerry Jones can be a doctor, I can be a doctor. Right? He and I went to the same medical school. I don't know how many people know that. So I'm just going to say I don't see how it's even possible that he would have, like, no practice and then maybe get a couple of days of practice and then be ready to play. If things happen, we get surprised all the time. But I don't see I don't see any way that it would make sense to me based on what we know on Monday morning that he would play against the Rams. And then, by the way, it's fair to say that if he were to come back and play against Philadelphia, that was kind of what Jerry told you guys and what he said on the Fan like the day after the surgery, and he got roundly hooted for that. Mm. And it reminds me to remind people, Jerry, you don't have to like him, but he doesn't make stuff like that up. Mm. Someone told him that. If he says something like that, he didn't just pull that out of his hat. Someone told him that. So he then likes to be the one to convey the message. But people kind of hooted him for saying that, but they're going to have to take it back if Dak comes back and plays against the Eagles.
Yes. Have you seen or have you and Babe noticed any adjustments in the way that Trayvon Diggs is playing with the knock on him in the offseason? Yeah, the picks, but the big yards with the outstanding game he had yesterday?
I just think he's better. I actually did get to talk to him about that yesterday after the game, too, because there's no doubt in my mind that he is better as a cover corner than he was a year ago, besides the interceptions. You have to cover, obviously, to intercept the ball. But the number of times that he is knocking the ball down, he's not going to be perfect. That's okay. But there's no doubt in my mind that he has worked at it very hard. I think he's prideful. And I think he is a little thin-skinned. I think he has heard all of the raps, read the stuff on Twitter, takes to heart and somewhat personally that people think he's a liability if he's not intercepting the ball. And I think that shows in that tackle in the Cincinnati game that kind of sealed it, you know, at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And it shows in the way that he is knocking down two and three balls a game that he doesn't intercept. I think he's a better player than he was a year ago, and that's to be expected for a young guy in, you know, in his second, third, fourth year. You'd like to see him get better a little bit every year, but you know, it's also a plus to him. He's worked at it.
You got a player show tonight?
Dorrance Armstrong.
Ooh.
The Concrete Cowboy in the Star District.
Oh man, bottle service, popping bottles, Brad.
Come on.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. You guys have a great day.
The voice of America's team, Brad Sham, every Monday at this time on the Diamond Factory Hotline. Nick Eatman at 9:20. He was in Arlington along with a ton of other Tolos for the Cowboys win over the Commanders. Let's go around the rest of the NFL and the NFC East next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.